feel like you guys are still searching for your identity, what kind of team you are?
I think I don't want to jump to conclusions because after we controlled the line of scrimmage throughout the preseason and also controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you know, the first two games, and then to sit here and overreact on the third game and controlling the line of scrimmage, I don't want to do that. I still think we have a tough physical football team, and that's my expectation, and that's also their expectation, is to go out there and establish your toughness. And by the fourth, in the fourth quarter, hopefully you have a chance to win.
Just past high noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. That's Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo. That was from Monday. He spoke to the media earlier today. He said Juwan Bentley going on IR. He said Kyle Duggar will now be a captain replacing Juwan Bentley.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Reward him for the breakdown against Seattle week two. I think that's good.
Now you're a captain.
No one communicates like Kyle Duggar.
That's right.
On that DK Metcalf touchdown, so that makes sense. I can see why they'd trot him up there to being captain. The other interesting takeaway from Mayo, and not that I've heard the whole thing, it was going on during our show, he was asked about any plans to sign a veteran backup quarterback. He said, that's not the plan right now.
No.
So.
Yeah, because why would they? Like, why would they bring in a backup quarterback now? Great, because different philosophies. If you are the, hey, run and hide and don't ever play Drake May, then I think there already would have been another backup veteran guy on the roster. So what?
There should have been, if you were going to be consistent.
If that's your thing.
The one thing I would say is, well, we thought we wouldn't get Jacoby Brissett beaten up quite as bad as he was. But
read the room.
If you
read the room, guys.
Right. No, it's true. Like, I wonder if that would be the defense.
Yeah.
But he's been asked, are there any plans to bring in a veteran backup? He says, no, not at this time. So that's part of the update there from Gerard Mayo. We talked about the team's identity. Still talking about being tough.
Yeah.
Out physical teams and then hopefully
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
You can win a game in the fourth quarter. That did not work against Seattle. You didn't even make it to the fourth quarter against the Jets.
No.
How's it going to go against the Niners where you're 10.5 or 10-point dogs, depending on where you shop? Again, you can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. A lot still in store on Jones and Keefe today, specifically this hour on Jones and Keefe. So Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll do that coming up about 15 minutes from now. We also have an emergency key for madness.
Oh, yeah.
At 12:45. So
does not involve animals. I hate to break it to you. A lot of them recently have involved animals. This one does not involve animals.
Have we been animal heavy?
A lot of animal stuff. Yeah, the Bulls.
I guess the Bulls yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I still enjoyed playing the Bulls.
Intro music.
Yeah, no, I still enjoyed
playing
that.
And that was a local madness. I haven't had a lot of local madness.
No, that's true. You don't always get the local mad eye.
No.
This is the standoff with the Bulls.
Yep, they got all the Bulls, though. Yep. The Bulls have all been recovered. I don't think anybody was harmed. So, happy ending to that story.
Good to get closure on
that
one.
Red Hoodie's doing.
He might have gotten gored. It's possible.
Lost a lot of blood. But no, that's good. We got some closure on a key for madness there. It doesn't always happen.
No.
Sometimes we get updates. Sometimes, the Louisville porch pooper's still at large.
True.
So that comes your way later on this hour. By the way, if you missed Jones and Keith history, last hour, you can check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. We played Who Said It?
Yeah.
Was it Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer?
Famous serial killer.
That's true.
These are household names of the serial killers.
Okay, yeah. They look like they're dead, but they come back to life. How do you...
Thank you, Joe. That would be head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, that was so, by Joe Mazzulla, not a serial killer.
We should make it official. Was it Al in Rhode Island?
Al in Rhode Island, yeah.
Al in Rhode Island won, even though we got the last one wrong. He got more right than anybody else that was on.
Correct.
So
he got three right.
The official winner of the first Jones and Keefe game show, and therefore he has cemented himself into the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor, which we are going to actually create. There's going to be a Ring of Honor. He's in it.
We just decided this in the last hour.
We're
officially going to create a Jones and Keefe, Arthur Blank style Ring of Honor.
Yes. I assume Randy Moss is in, and then we'll figure out the rest. Maybe the porch pooper. Maybe he deserves a spot in there.
Porch pooper, definitely.
I like a small hall, though. I like a small Ring of Honor as well. But Al earned it, because that's what we said. We said we put it out there like, we don't have a giveaway this time. Next time we play that game, though, we'll have something to actually give away.
Yeah.
But this is probably more valuable
to
be in the Ring of Honor.
What would you get something... What, some knickknack from the station?
Yeah.
Tickets or something like that? That's a one-off.
It's a Ring of Honor. Done forever.
Ring of Honor is forever.
It's forever.
You and Arthur Blank.
Yep. As the NWO would say, it's for life.
Should we put Arthur Blank into our Ring of Honor? Maybe we put Arthur Blank into our Ring of Honor.
Rejected.
I don't want
Arthur Blank in our Ring of Honor.
Okay.
No.
Just Alan
looks like one of the villains from Dick Tracy.
Just Alan Rhode Island.
So far.
Yeah. It's an expanding Ring of Honor. That's true. So if you missed any of that, again, Audacy app, worth a listen. Let us know how we did with our first game
that's good.
In Jones and Keefe history. What are you rooting for this weekend, Keefe? I'm rooting for the Patriots to get smoked. I hope Vegas is right. I hope they lose by two touchdowns. I hope Brissett turns it over. I don't want him to get hurt, but if he gets benched, that's fine.
Yeah.
I want the Drake May era to start next week. A month is too much. I've already watched too much Jacoby Brissett. I've watched too much of this offense doing nothing. I think it's Jacoby Brissett's last stand. I think he's going to fail the exam. I think Drake May could play the fourth quarter of this game this weekend in San Francisco, and I think week five is officially Drake May time. That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I will sacrifice another loss and the Patriots going to 1-3. Already criticism on the text line, 37937. How could you? That makes you a bad fan. How could any fan wish for a loss? You sacrifice the battle to win the war.
Yeah,
getting Drake May out there next week is a chance to salvage your season.
Yep.
Jacoby Brissett will not do that.
No.
That's what I'm rooting for. That's what I want. What do you want?
Yeah, so it's early in the season to be tanking. I have no problem tanking as a Celtics fan. We did it for three full seasons.
That's not a design take, just FYI.
No, it's not. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. No. I'm not saying that is. I'm just saying early in the season, I personally find it difficult to root for losses. So I'm looking for maybe threading the needle. Is there a way where they win and still feel compelled to make the move? Let's say they only move the ball with Ramondre. Let's say the defense plays out of their mind and, you know, Juwan Jennings turns back into a pumpkin. Brock Purdy's kind of banged up. He throws a pick six or something along those lines where the defense plays out of their mind. Let's face it, the Niners have not been a world-beating team to this point,
In
large part because of their injuries, but even the guys that have been out there haven't been great. And so is there a way that they can win, but Jacoby Brissett does something he hasn't done all year, which is turn it over? And they say, oh my God, we eked out a win, but he was one of our worst players. Like, now's the time to maybe make a change and put in Drake May. And you're thinking, Keith, there's no way they're going to replace him after a win. Well, the Dolphins did that a few years back. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, won back-to-back games, including, and I looked this up before, it was like 31-3. Like, they blew a team out, and they're like, going to Tua. So sometimes these teams just have their plans, and their plan all along might have been week five.
Yep.
And it could have been 4-0, 0-4, 2-2, we're going to Drake May week five. That's what I'm hoping for. So can they win and then still go to Drake May? But I'll be honest, if they lose and that really speeds up the process and guarantees me Drake May, then that's also fine. I'll take Drake May for the final, 13 games of the regular season.
So I don't disagree with you. I mean, there are examples of teams winning and then making a quarterback switch. I do think those are the exception to the rule.
Oh, yeah.
But it is possible. I just think if they win, they're not going to bench Brissett. They'll be 2-2. They'll have beaten San Francisco. They'll be at home against a team without a quarterback in the Dolphins. I don't see them making that move. I would still hope they do. I would still be wanting them to do it, but I don't see them doing it. So I think if they win, he will stay in. I think if they lose and he plays well and the offense looks good, and I'm not even talking about compared to the Jets game because you can easily look better than that, but if the offense looks functional and they're moving the ball and they're competitive with the Niners, I think he probably keeps the job there too. Not that that's what I would do. Not that's that's what I want. But I think that's what they would do. I think another bloodbath where they're not competitive, where they can't move the ball. It's Jacoby Brissett for 100 yards and they score 7 points, 3 points, 10 points, something like that. I think it's Drake May time. I'll tell you what. Jeremy Fowler thinks we're almost there, too. He wrote this today at ESPN. Him and Dan Graziano put out a weekly column, what they're hearing around the league, their opinions based on what they're hearing around the league. Graziano said Gardner Minshew, Trevor Lawrence, those are the next quarterbacks we could see benched. Fowler says, I think it's New England. He says the Drake May chatter will only mushroom from here. And the sense that I got all offseason was that Jacoby Brissett would be the starter, but might need to win enough games to keep the job. They're 1-3. They can't move the ball. I think he loses the job. I'm with Fowler on that. If they're winning games and they're competitive and they're 2-2, he's going to keep the job. If they're 1-3 and they're going the wrong way, that's when teams make the switch. So that is what I'm rooting for.
Well, and the home game looming, I think, is huge. Like, I think that's one of those where Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, even if they don't force a move, they can certainly lean into a move needing to happen. Because if you're 1-3 and you're coming back home and the offense has looked as bad as it has in consecutive weeks and you're trying to get any kind of buzz at all, you want to make sure that stadium is full or as close to full as possible and there's actually some positive buzz about your team after a slow start. That's the only way you could do it. You know, because in that article, they're talking about the other quarterbacks who have been struggling. and the replacement options are all terrible. So, yeah, Trevor Lawrence sucks, but so does Mac Jones. Gardner Minshew is struggling. I won't say he sucks. I like Gardner Minshew.
I like him, too.
But he's struggling.
He sucks.
But Aiden O'Connell is not much better.
No.
This is completely different. This scenario is unlike those.
Your future is sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
Aiden O'Connell is not the Raiders' future.
No.
Mac Jones is not the Jags' future.
So, that's it. So, I mean, if you're going to make the change, this one, it's way more compelling. There'd be way more of a push from ownership. And there'd be way more excitement from fans. Fans, I mean, not that there's a ton of Jacksonville Jaguar fans, but they would be like, oh, my God, what a disaster the Trevor Lawrence signing was. And, like, we really screwed that up. Like, that would be demoralizing. Like, if they made the switch, even if there's, like, a couple fans, like, it gives us a better chance next week, they would be demoralized. They'd be like, wow, we just saw, what do we do? Like, we're in trouble. The Raiders would be like, whatever, because neither guy is the long-term one. But here in New England, it'd be like, okay, now it's the start of something. It'd be the one where you get like a shot in the arm. It'd be the only one out of those three.
So do you think this is Brissett's last stand? Is benching him in play? Could we see Drake May next week? What are you rooting for this weekend against the Niners? A loss, a blowout loss, and a bad game by Brissett may get what we all want. Drake May on the field, hopefully looking like Jaden Daniels soon. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I forgot to track down the actual audio of this, but Dan Orlovsky was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday. Here's what he had to say about Drake May. You ready for this?
I was going to say Mac Jones. I know he's a buddy of Mac Jones.
Did I say Mac?
No. I'm saying didn't. No. I was
they're text buddies.
Mac Jones. Yeah.
They're text buddies. They are. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, do you have this? Oh, I didn't realize. Nick, I didn't even request this, so great job by Nick. Here is Orlovsky yesterday on the Rich Eisen show discussing Drake May.
So I guess as a last quickie, before I let you go, Drake May, do you think they should start him?
You could not tell me one thing or pay me enough money to play Drake May meaningful snaps this year.
This year?
If you tell me you want to play Drake May in December when the season's kind of run its course and you don't have a playoff hope, I can have that conversation.
That's this year.
Before then, with that offensive line, you could not tell me one thing to make me put him on the field.
I don't get that. What do you think changes in the offensive line in December?
Worse.
Yeah.
Maybe more guys are hurt.
Maybe Amano gets hurt. Maybe David Andrews gets hurt.
That's right. A jailbreak back there.
You couldn't pay me enough money.
$10 million. $11 million? All right, $50 million. Yeah, you won't play him?
No.
$100 million.
Wouldn't do it.
I'll give you $1 billion.
$200 trillion.
$200 trillion, Dan?
Dream of
You're not going to play Drake May?
So like that, can we all agree that's insane?
That's insane.
You couldn't pay me enough money. You can't put him out there. Maybe we have the conversation in December. I wouldn't put him out there for meaningful snaps this year. That's insane.
So then what? You wait till the offseason and you draft four linemen or whatever? Like you...
Didn't the Bengals try that and their offensive line didn't get better?
Oh, yeah, worse. Although
they
brought
spent money on the offensive line and their offensive line got worse.
Teddy Karras went in there, though.
Yeah, nice player.
Yeah, I like Teddy Karras.
Sure.
Nice guy. Yeah, no, that's crazy. That is just that is so scared to play the guy. Then he must have hated the draft pick.
Do you think that's the majority of people who don't want to play Drake May? The Nanas, the Memes, Dan Orlovsky, you're going to get him hurt. You can't do it. You couldn't pay me enough money to put him out there because of the offensive line. Do you think that's the majority? Or do you think the majority of people who say don't play him look at Brady, Mahomes, Jordan Love, and buy into you learn more by sitting, you learn more by watching? What do you think the majority of fans are making the case to not play him?
I think 75% is offensive line stinks. 25% is it's not fair to throw the guy in. Now, part of that is offensive line, but it's not like their sole reason. It's just they like the red shirt idea.
They like their examples. Can't plug him in until the team's around him, as opposed to this.
Tom Brady sat a whole year, Jones. Like, yeah, he was the 6th-round pick, and
right.
Bledsoe was the starter.
Yeah, right. They had a pretty good pretty good quarterback in front of him.
By the way, Brady, if you want to get into examples of things, Brady maybe not the best one to use, because otherwise it would be, well, 6 or 7 of the last 25 Super Bowls were won by a 6th-round pick, so you should probably go 6th-round quarterback.
Obviously.
I mean, 7 of the last 25.
If you want to look at the history, just make sure you're getting a 6th-round pick.
Correct.
And you should be winning, you know, a good, 35%, 30%, 25%, whatever it would be.
Most of the Super Bowls had a 6th-round pick quarterback. Start.
Nice.
So that's the way. And he sat for a year, so you get a 6th-round pick, sit him for a year, then play him for 20 years.
What did you say, 7 out of 25?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
So 01 to 24.
I was so
25?
Bad at math. I was trying to figure out the percentage in my head. But yeah. So yeah, just history would tell, recent history would tell
would
you.
Tell you.
Get a six-round pick.
Yeah.
And you're going to win.
Yep.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
That sounds easy.
Because it's like Brady.
How come Zach Robinson? Was he a 6th-round pick when he was here?
I think he was a 7th-round pick. But yeah. Close.
Matt Castle.
Matt 7th
round
Castle.
Pick? 7th-round pick?
Probably a 7th-rounder as well. Yeah.
They have any 6th-round picks on there? Patriots
no,
draft.
No, Mallett was a 3rd. O'Connell was a 3rd. Brissett was a 3rd. Garoppolo was a 2nd.
Garoppolo, though, that's a guy who sat and waited. He must have won a bunch, right? Because he sat and waited. That
he
guy
won 2.
That guy must have won a bunch of Super Bowls.
He won 2.
Oh, he did win 2. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he won 2.
What was he doing for those Super Bowls?
He didn't play a lick. He didn't play a snap in those games. But he has 2 rings.
Cliff Kingsbury was a 6th-round pick
oh,
by
was?
The Patriots in 2003. He must have won
Cliff
a bunch,
Kingsbury.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He must have won a ton.
Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he won 7. Oh, no, 0. I'm holding it up upside down. He won 0.
That was a 0 for him.
But that's my favorite.
You're right. Zach Robinson, 7th-round pick.
Yeah. Damn. Zach Robinson, 7th-rounder.
Not I know. Cliff Kingsbury. We got the example.
Yeah, Cliff.
That's all you
got
to do.
Spin it at Texas Tech.
They sit and wait. They will win. And by the way, they need to be 6th-rounders. It's a good point. Drew's in the car. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
You know, I wanted to talk about Jacoby Brissett and Drake May. I don't think Jacoby's got a long leash. I think as soon as he starts showing that he's not going to fix his issues, which he's holding on to the ball too long, he doesn't look like he's making great decisions out there. He plays it too safe. I think as soon as he shows that he's not in that, and they've given Drake May time to learn behind, they figured out their O-line issues, not really, but they've at least got something that's, you know, NFL playable. I think Drake May is quick to go in there as soon as Jacoby doesn't fix those issues.
He won't fix those issues.
I hope you're right. Yeah,
he's been issues his whole career.
And he's kind of on like a really thin ice where it's like, all right, he hasn't turned it over yet. It's like, well, how long can you really go? Even though you don't throw the ball downfield too much, you are still throwing the ball some. You still are dropping back. And like, you know, so at some point.
He tried. Hunter Henry had to break up.
I was going
to
say, you're right. So even in the minimum pass attempts he's had, it's been close. So it's going to happen, right? The greatest quarterbacks in the world throw picks and fumble. But right now, like, that is what's keeping him in the lineup, it feels like. So he doesn't turn it over. So, yeah, he doesn't move the ball or score touchdowns, but he's not turning it over. So as soon as he starts turning it over, what's the reason now?
Yeah, I would also say, you know, Deshaun Watson's getting murdered behind that offensive line. Patriots fans, just ask yourself, do you look at that and go, well, I mean, if Deshaun Watson just had an offensive line, everything would be fine? Or do you look at it and go, Deshaun Watson sucks? I think most fans look at it and go, Deshaun Watson sucks. He's terrible.
Yeah,
now,
he's
way overpaid. Like the financial commitment is way different.
But like when Bryce Young got benched, and we watched Bryce Young last year, did anybody say anything about Bryce Young's offensive line?
No.
Or is the scheme?
No.
No, he sucks.
He sucks.
Like we watched him play.
That's how we talk about it.
That's how it goes.
The amount of excuse making for Brissett is embarrassing. And I guess my only point with Watson is, I think if you just keep an eye on some of the games on Red Zone, there are times where Deshaun Watson has time to throw and he just holds on to the ball.
Yeah, he's bad.
And Brissett does the same thing.
Correct.
Like, I know he's been
holds
crushed.
It,
and there's
holds
been all
it,
kinds
holds
of pressure.
It, holds it!
And he gets sacked, but that's not all on the offensive line. Some of that, I think a lot of that.
Cost them the Seattle
in
game.
In the case of Jacoby Brissett is on him. He cost them the Seattle game. And again, even just in the Jets game, he had plenty.
It wasn't all his fault.
No, but but on the throw to Hooper.
No, I understand.
Like, there are throws, and that was a big drive. They were only down 7-0 at that point.
Right.
He had all day to throw, and he just missed a wide-open Austin Hooper. I don't think Drake May is going to miss those throws. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't think that. 617-779-7937. You can also text the show 37937. Joe Milton, a lot of texts about Joe Milton.
Joe Milton's third-string quarterback currently.
6th-round pick. They checked it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good
they
point.
Checked that box. I didn't even think about
that. So that's what he's doing right now. Now he's sitting for a year. Wait till next year.
Super Bowl. I also like this. Orlovsky's drinking too much hose water.
All right. You're not supposed to drink the hose water?
I guess not. Is that frowned upon? There's a lot of rust in there.
I got problems.
I also like this. I'm rooting for close losses all year. Don't care if it comes with Brissett or May. Just give me a high draft pick again next year.
He's taking the Pats and the points. All season. Pats and the points.
I won't go that far and say I'm rooting for losses all year. If May's in there, I want them to win every week.
Yeah, hell yeah.
In the meantime, I'm okay with them losing games to expedite getting May in there. But that's the only reason I'm rooting for it.
I gotcha.